2023, and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. OneTray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. OneTray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing. OneTray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, OneCart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with OneTray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. That's OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit OneTray.com/contact.
This Beyond Clean Articles on the Go feature is titled Cultivating Your Team: How to Grow Your Own Sterile Processing Leaders. Written by Hank Balch, founder and president of Beyond Clean. Where do future sterile processing leaders hang out? Is there some local hole in the wall where they congregate after a long day's work? Are they currently walking around town with shirts that proclaim, "I want to supervise, please hire me"? If you've been in the sterile processing world long enough, you know that finding stellar leaders when you need them is one of the hardest parts of leading a department forward. It's not uncommon for SPD departments to go through multiple managers and supervisors over a 5-year period, with no consistent theme for the kinds of leaders they are looking for. In this article, I'd like to argue that some of your best candidates for future SPD leadership can and should come from inside your own department. Here are some reasons why this is the case, and how to make it happen in your own backyard. 1. Hire frontline techs with the leadership in mind. Michael Dell once said, "If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room." As you interview for entry-level SPD tech positions, always be thinking about what inherent qualities this person has for future leadership opportunities. And, if you can, try to hire folks who are smarter than you. This will mean that you look for more qualities in a potential candidate than just the ones that will make them a high-performing tech. Just because someone is a great tech does not mean they would make a great SPD leader. Hire those candidates who demonstrate personal accountability, ability to collaborate with diverse teams, willingness to accept additional responsibilities as they learn the job, and other big-picture skills that make them stand out from the average worker bee. They are harder to find, but worth their weight in leadership gold. 2. Shake up the traditional expectations for department responsibilities. So, you've got some staff who are standing out as potential future leaders, either because you hired or inherited them. What's next? This is where leadership growth becomes really fun. The traditional model of promote and pray leaves departments open to the dangers of wanting to give opportunities to hardworking techs, but not having given them the prior experiences necessary for them to excel in their new leadership role. One way to prep these potential leaders is to intentionally flatten out the day-to-day responsibilities of department coordinators, supervisors, and managers in order to give frontline technicians exposure to leadership right where they're at. This could mean doing simple things like giving workshops on how to create staffing schedules and allowing various techs to work with current supervisors in creating next week's schedule. Or it could mean alternating responsibility for attending daily safety meetings with hospital leadership. Any responsibility that can be shared should be shared, with a long-term vision for equipping your team to take future leadership opportunities. 3. Apply the Miracle-Grow of abundant involvement in leadership life. If you want your team to be ready to step into a promotion without encountering a crippling learning curve, do your best to involve them in as much of the big-picture planning as you can. If you're having an important meeting with instrument repair vendors, ask one of your techs to come along and listen to the dialogue. Not only will they gain a broader perspective on the overall department, But you can then follow up with them after the meeting on how and why you interacted with the vendors the way you did. If you're reporting to the Infection Control or Quality Steering Committee, bring along a tech to give them a picture of the higher level of accountability that SPD leaders experience. The more opportunity they have to learn the language of leadership and come to understand the department culture you are operating out of, the more likely they will be ready when the time comes for promotions. 4. Go out of your way to plant your people. Although this is a cursory point, it's still key to creating this kind of synergy of people and potential. As a sterile processing leader, you must go out of your way to find opportunities for your team to grow. This means soliciting genuine answers to the question of, this time next year, where do you want to be? And be prepared when the answers are not sterile processing related. I have folks who work for me who want to do everything from enroll in nursing school to start their own business. If you will demonstrate your commitment to their future plans through concrete, proactive mentorship, you will get employees who trust you to be looking out for their best interests when you approach them with leadership opportunities within your department. If your team knows that you're not just trying to plug a hole, but are instead developing them as individuals, you will see many of them jump at the opportunity on the table. 5. Impacting growth by cultivating it. Finally, while promoting from within is not always the best case scenario for sterile processing teams, for instance, if the department is in need of a complete culture shift, doing so can have all kinds of benefits for your department. First and foremost, if you are able to grow your own leaders, this implies that the new leader will be stepping in with the same overall culture and goals as the previous leader. This level of stability is critical for many departments to overcome the natural anxieties of a changing of the guard. Secondly, hiring from within gives confirmation and credence to the leadership growth initiatives that you have already put in place and encourages other potential leaders to continue their pursuit of career growth. Once you build this grow your own track record as a department, you will begin to see the impact in your recruiting pool. High performers want to work at a place where growth potential is real, not just pie in the sky. It's just like that little snowball at the top of a mountain. The longer it rolls, the larger it gets. Simply put, if you can hire well, engage your technicians with various opportunities for responsibility, and do your job as their growth advocate, you will wake up one day to a field of future leaders ripe for the harvest. You may have more leaders than you know what to do with, but that's a heck of a problem to have.